Hey, aloha everyone. I'm just doing a quick little intro here because I didn't want to confuse anyone. I actually said the wrong episode number on the Facebook Live. I was looking at my notes at the Google Bait podcast, which is on episode 15, but the Erica Durand Show Unscripted is only on episode 13. So just wanted to clear that up. And you probably just heard Java sneezing in the background, so I better go attend to that. Anyways, I hope you enjoy this episode, and I hope you join me on the Facebook Lives. They're so much fun, and I would love to connect with you there. Okay, mahalo for listening. Aloha. Hey, everybody. I don't know what just happened, but we were live, and then Facebook shut it off. So let's try this again. I am Erica Durand. Thank you for joining me. Just checking on the controls here. This is episode 15 of the Erica Durand Show podcast if you are on the listening only mode. And today I thought I'd talk about a question I've been receiving a lot this week is how am I launching things so quickly? Because there's been like a new program out every week now. And I thought I'd share a little bit about some of the thought processes I have about launching now versus making it a big, huge ordeal, and what's some of the things that are wrong with traditional launching in my eyes, and just go from there. I put all these ideas also, taking it a little bit step further and actually going through my 7-step launching with Aloha sequence in a new program called Launching with Aloha. So if you would like to learn more about that, the link is in the description. Basically, launching with Aloha is, Aloha means hello or goodbye, but also means love. And so it, the way I worded that was, it's love for you. It's your self-care for you. It's love for your audience because during a traditional launch, they get bombarded quite a bit. It's love for you because you get exhausted and worn out and stressed out with the way traditional launching is done. So it means, self-love, aloha, self-care, all of that. And if think about it, if you don't launch anything, you're not going to make any money, right? Even if it's a one-to-one program with 12 sessions and email support, if you don't launch it and get it out there, then you're not going to make any money. It's the same for a product. It's the same for an online program. It's the same for a, hairdresser with a new thing to do your hair, like when Brazilian blowout came out. If you don't launch the idea, you don't make any money, period. And your ideas have a shelf life, and you can create cash on demand by going from idea to launch quickly, uncomplicating it, uncomplicating your launch sequence, and not second guessing every step we take. Because we have this great idea, right? We write it in a notebook, we write it on a napkin, and then somewhere between that idea and actually getting it out there is where everything crashes, whether it's your mindset chatter or you're just too busy with your life situation, life takes over. What if you could just launch those ideas when you have the energy to do so? And that energy is what's going to attract clients to you anyway. So launching when you have the energy and the momentum makes the most sense, right? You're going to make the most money from that. You're going to make actual money from that because your idea is not on a napkin still. And let's just go into some of the things that traditional launching never made sense to me. It's taught all over the internet, the big infamous six-figure launch. And, this guy wrote a book a few years ago, and everyone started launching this way with three videos and this many emails and this many social media messages. And then you add this bonus, and then you close your cart, and then you're like, oops, I'm going to reopen my cart. That, so many people were contacting me. I'm going to reopen my cart. This is all this false scarcity and all this BS and all this stress and all this preparation. And then it started to create some peer pressure in the online entrepreneur world. It started creating competition and comparison. And that's completely against what I believe in, right? That's not freedom, being like told to launch in a certain way and being in comparison to all the other people online, things like that. And his system is very pushy, very masculine, and that kind of leads to a lot of people I work with, that leads to even more exhaustion if you preferred working in a more inspired action type of way. There is magic in momentum, and we want to grab that and use it throughout, you know, your entire launch. His system is very cookie cutter and had no room for creativity or working in your own unique way or your own energy. And traditional launching isn't open to everyone. You need this way of launching. You need a big team. You need a big production crew. You need a Facebook ads manager. You need a big budget to pull it off. I know a lot of people spend $30,000, $40,000 on Facebook ads and team to have a $100,000 launch. Well, is it really a $100,000 launch if you spent half of it on team and Facebook ads? All that work and exhaustion besides the point. So I hope I'm not painting too dreary a picture of the whole launching situation, but I just think there's a better way. And here's what I know. Again, your ideas have a shelf life. You probably have notebooks upon napkins upon notebooks of brilliant ideas that never saw the light of day, never got launched. And you know, if there's any time between idea to launch, your energy is what sells the products and programs. So that is exactly why your launches have perhaps flopped in the past, is the energy is lost. And that is if it even made it to launch in the first place. I'm betting that a lot of things that you came up with that are brilliant never even made it to the launch phase anyways. And so therefore the energy is lost as well. Obviously you won't make any money unless you launch something. Like I said before, it's as simple as that. You have nothing to sell, nothing for anyone to buy. You're absolutely leaving money on the table. People are finding you every day. They're finding your podcast. They're finding your social media posts. They're finding your website. They're finding your Google bait page. You need to have something ready for them when they find you. And I just believe my next point here is that your business should be bringing in money every single day. I mean, how absurd is it? Why in the online world are we supposed to have these big launches and then the cart's closed and our program's closed and that's it? What if Target did that? I mean, how absurd is that? Every time you show up at Target, you don't know if it's open or closed or not. I mean, what if Target's like, yeah, we're not gonna open for about 6 months. We're not gonna make any money for 6 months. That just doesn't make any sense why we should be different. And so when your cart is opening and closing all the time, and you're launching and closing things all the time, it kind of hurts your trust factor online. I mean, the people finally found you online through all the noise. They found you. You're leaving money on the table if you're always continually opening and closing your cart. And I don't know about you. I used to sell these really large programs. I still do. I love getting payment notifications. Someone spent $5,000 or someone spent $10,000. I love those notifications, but you know, the excitement is the same. It's kind of sad, but the excitement's the same when you sell a $37 course or an a la carte, you know, Google bait page or something like that just comes in. It's exciting. I guess not at the same level, but it is. Wouldn't you rather get payment notifications daily than having it be spaced out over all times. So another thing that didn't really work for me for traditional launches were that, you know, you have new prospects and new followers finding you every single day. But if you're in the middle of this huge launch, there's going to be way too many emails going out, way too much messaging, a lot of reaching out. There's just a lot of noise and busyness around a launch that can kind of, these people just met you. It's kind of going to scare them off, in my opinion, if you fall into someone's sequence when they're in the middle of this huge launch. It might scare them off a little bit. And I don't like having, you know, you need 50 emails written by November 5th to do the traditional launch. I'd rather even out my workflow. I'd rather have a consistent email strategy going on like every 3 days or so, then have just dumping 4 emails a day on people when a lot of them just maybe join your list and they're not really ready for all that yet. Another thing that I thought about when I was creating Launching with Aloha was that your prospects are ready to buy when they're ready to buy, when they're ready to solve a problem, when their pain is too great or their desire for pleasure is too strong that they just have to take care of it at that point. That's when they want to purchase. They don't want to, and what if they find you and then your cart's closed? Then what? Then you didn't help them. You lost money. You didn't help them. That's a sad situation. And then if you're pulling all these gimmicks, like adding bonuses to your launch, limited number of seats, cart closing, cart opening, this bonus is going away if you don't do something, if you don't make the purchase right now. Those scarcity gimmicks work for people that are already in the decision mode of that they're going to buy. And they're kind of on the fence a little bit, and that gimmick kind of pushes them over. But a person that's cold and not ready to purchase and their pain is not great enough yet, those gimmicks are just noise to them. They're not going to buy because of one of those gimmicks, in my opinion. And my next point with this was perfectionists are usually broke. And this one is true for sure. For years, I was broken. For years, I was a perfectionist. I just did, before this live video, I just was on the Facebook page talking about a program that was just a vague idea this morning, but I'm already practically launched it on the Google Bait page just 20 minutes ago. And that's because I'm trying to lead by example. I'm trying not to be a perfectionist. I'm trying to help my clients see that you don't have to have everything in order. You can figure it out as you go. You can figure it out along the way. Your sales page doesn't have to be perfect yet. Your pricing structure doesn't have to be perfect. You don't know how to run Facebook ads. That's fine. If you don't know what day is right to launch, all this stuff that you're second guessing yourself on is preventing you from launching, preventing you from having momentum, and preventing you from having the right energy to attract the people that are going to buy your program in the first place. So I really think, if you're second guessing yourself and going back and forth with, I don't know the technology, or it's not a fully functioning idea yet, or I don't know if I really want to do it because will it make money? Those ideas are the ones that flop. Those are the ones that don't sell. When you have that inspiration and you grab the napkin or you grab your phone to write notes frantically, that's the momentum and energy that people buy from. So we need to get these ideas out as soon as possible without them being perfect. And there is that statistic or saying as well, as you need to have 6 to 8 mentions or touch points before people make a buying decision. Well, that's even a bigger number online. You might even need 10 touches because people don't know you at all and they just see you online. What if you could have 4 of those necessary touches done before you even launch the thing? Then you have an audience hungry for what you're about to launch and you have an audience ready to buy. So drop the perfectionism. It's not serving you. It's keeping you broke. I have lived in that space before. It is miserable because it's a vicious cycle. You're being a perfectionist. You don't launch anything, so you don't make any money. So then you have a even lesser self-opinion of yourself. And you know you're smart and can put things together, but you just can't seem to get things out. This is all about uncomplicating things, stopping the second guessing, stopping the overthinking, stopping the will this idea make money. Just put it out, see if it sticks, right? You're doing this so quickly, it's not going to be exhausting or anything. And also, there's no one right way to do a launch sequence. It can be unique to you. It could be unique to your audience. If you hate doing videos, why are you following someone's 3-step video system to launch? If you like speaking in person, but you think that's an outdated way to market, like, who cares? Do it anyway if you prefer selling from the stage. if you think you have to pay for Facebook ads and have a big team to do a quote real launch, there are just no rules. I don't know how many more times I can say this, that there's no rules to launching. There's no rules for any of this, just a lot of other people's opinions. So I've been using this way of launching and putting this together all of 2018, and been putting out a new program roughly every, we really got things going probably once every 2 weeks on average. And prospects are coming out of nowhere. They're getting the help they need when they stumble upon me. So my goals for launching with Aloha, I want to wrap up here soon because I think Facebook's going to cut me off again. So the goals for the Launching with Aloha program is to show you that launches don't have to be complicated or exhausting or overwhelming, that there is another way, that you don't need a huge team, you don't need $40,000 in Facebook ads. And then I go over in the program seven simple steps that you can make unique to you. Like, yeah, it is a seven-step system, but it's total, system is totally unique to you. So I give you the prompts, but you add in whichever way you want to do it. I give you some ideas, but you take it from there. It's not a static masculine system where it's like, okay, now film your three highly produced videos and then put them in this sequence. And then this is the video where you take away the bonus. It's like none of that. So don't worry about that. And, I also, in this program, also showing you how to do the launch once, do the work once, and then keep earning money from that work over and over again. Because once you do it live, you can just throw it in a sales funnel and have it keep working for you on an evergreen model. So it's through audios and checklists and everything. And then also in Launching with Aloha is direct access to me on WhatsApp. So we'll be able to troubleshoot or help you out with any questions you have about the whole launching sequence and how to get your ideas and turn them into cash right away. So the link is in the description box. If you are on any type of video platform, if you're listening on the podcast, I'll for sure put them in the description box as well. This program is part of Club Alihi. So if you upgrade to Club Alihi, you're going to get every single program I create. And then Launching with Aloha, of course, is just a one-off program. If you are interested in all about Google Bait, which is perfect SEO pages, I just did a Facebook Live/podcast announcing our new idea about that. It's not changing anything we're already doing with Google Bait, but it's adding a new program that's kind of like a software as a service kind of style, or a, I'm not sure if we're going to go with a membership site yet or what, but new idea brewing over there. See, I just shared that and it's not even a full idea yet, right? So it doesn't have to be perfect for you to start talking about it, getting people's interest, and launching with Aloha. Well, mahalo for watching, mahalo for listening if you're on the podcast, and mahalo. Aloha. Bye.